is two proposals to change federal subsistence fishing regulations. One is involves Petersburg directly in that it discusses the prohibition on the use of nets on streams that flow across or adjacent to road systems on the city limits of Petersburg, Wrangell, and Sitka. The communities of Wrangell and Petersburg have recently changed their city boundaries. Now they have joined with boroughs, and the old city boundaries don't really exist. So what we wanted to do was to update the language in the proposal. Right now we have a prohibition on the use of nets. We wanted to have a discussion to make the regulation more timely and relevant to what are commonly called now the new city limits.
It wouldn't necessarily be making more areas closed to nets?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
The staff's recommendation is that the old city limits were fairly arbitrary measures for where a person should set a net in a stream. And new regulations are that in order for streams to have a conservative management policy, that prohibition should be expanded to all the streams on these two islands that are readily accessible to, you know, the communities of Wrangell and Petersburg. And that's what they do in Sitka as well. And that's actually the state regulation. That's our recommendation, is to make the federal regulation the same as the state's regulation. So we'll have a discussion about that issue. There's also a proposal to allow the use of a sling bow as legal gear.
What do you mean by sling bow?
Well, it's kind of an apparatus that is where you shoot an arrow with a thing that looks like a slingshot.
And that's used for fishing?
Evidently so.
Is that to make a new regulation about it?
Right. It's to allow that tool as legal gear.
Okay.
Right now it is not. So we'll have the council will have a discussion about whether or not that is a good idea and make a recommendation to the board. Normally there's a number of fisheries proposals, but this year we only have two. Council's role is to hear and deliberate proposals and to make recommendations to the Federal Subsistence Board, who is charged with actually making a regulation.
And then it would be law.
Yes.
All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like the public to know about the meeting?
Well, there's a couple of other issues. Besides the two fisheries proposals, there is going to be room for a discussion on priority information needs for conducting salmon research. Where should we put our monies, and what, in fact, are important fisheries concerns? There is a discussion with the Memorandum of Understanding with the State of Alaska. We will have an opportunity to provide a pipeline of communications with the board and the directors of the land management agencies that make up the board. That's through a mechanism called the annual report. And if there are issues or concerns that the council wanted to bring to the directors or to the secretaries, then this is the mechanism that they use to start that communications. We are going to talk about the Tonga Submerged Lands proposed rule. There are some lands where the federal government has retained interest on, they were actually not transferred to the state at time of statehood. We'll have a discussion about that situation. There will be a short discussion on some transboundary mining issues, an update on that. There has been some questions about how the subsistence management program is being implemented in the refuge lands that are administered by the Glacier Bay National Park. We'll have a discussion on that. Probably one of the bigger issues is the non-rural determination policy that the board has initiated and how the role of the board and the role of the council is going to be defined in the future about making a determination about which communities are going to be rural and which communities are non-rural. So we'll have that discussion as well.